Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Christmas movie. Of course it is.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
With one of the greatest bad guys of all time.
Of course it
is. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Yes, it is.
Come on, Burnsy.
It is.
Come
on. One of my favorite Christmas movies.
Matt Miller joined us, as did Ian Rappaport, the delightful DeMarco Farr.
He was great.
He was awesome.
Absolutely great.
Hub Arkush was in studio. Joe Ostrowski had the updates. Brian Gertz, the video feed. Zawoski Camp and Diaz, the producers tomorrow. Pete Futek, Patrick Manley, and a lot more. Friday's a little bit more wide open. Let us jump around a little bit, so we're going to have some fun tomorrow. These guys both in dress shirts.
Button downs.
Yeah. I don't know who we're trying to impress.
Yeah, the second straight day for you also. I noticed you had a nice shirt on yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I have nice clothes.
For success. Right, there's no reason to wear them here. Right?
I just don't
get it.
Yeah, I bring them here. I go out with my wife, I wear nice clothes. Go out on the weekend, wear nice clothes. Radio station?
Nah, Brian Gertz's Facebook feed is fine.
Especially if you're in the midday shift, you do what Burnsy does. He rolls out of bed, brushes his teeth, combs his hair, and he comes to work.
Who said I comb my hair and brush my teeth?
Sometimes it's two out of those three.
Well, now that you've learned how to brush your teeth.
Well, with my quip, absolutely.
Yes, your quip. It gets all that Omaha steak stuff out of there, and then you can relax in your fine linens.
With some Cameron Hughes wine.
Yeah, it gets the Cameron Hughes red wine off.
It's going to be beautiful,
I'll take some of that for Christmas, by the way. That'd be fine.
Some of the wine?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Whatever.
Give me some wine.
I know you will.
I took one out of the locker a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't know that there was a locker.
Oh, it's terrific. It's a wine locker.
What do you like?
Free. That's what he likes.
Free and
I've got red, white, rosé.
Pinot Noir, Malbec.
That's where I'm at, too.
Oh, a blend man, are you?
A red blend is lovely. Got into Chianti's when I was in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you drink any Brunello or Barolo when you were over there either?
Barolo's, yeah. We have remembered some.
Brunello.
Brunello, whatever. Yes. The Ellos.
Brunello, it's a Sangiovese.
I don't know anything about it. Yeah, I know.
Nor does he care.
I know.
I know you like it.
I've got a couple of big bloody cabs that are
okay.
That might be up your alley.
All right, I'll get in there.
Okay. Big California grapes.
Yeah, very, very Napa style. Large.
That's what
if
I'm
you need
for.
Some blue chew in exchange, I got you.
I'm good.
Okay. I'm just letting you know.
Appreciate it.
Recreationally.
No problem.
I believe I'll be your Huckleberry in that regard. Yeah.
I got you. I got you. It's coming. It's on its way.
Okay. So look forward to it.
I promise. It's on its way.
Where are you on the continuum of Bears dread versus confidence?
He's not there. You and I have the panic. He's confident.
I just think...
Like Terry Bevington. He's confident because he's confident.
No, I think there's real reasons for it. I think there's too much recency bias going on and an overreaction to the Giants game. And if you want to do the gambling line, we can. But it opened at 4 and it's now 3. And more bets have come in on the Rams, but the sharper money has come in on the Bears.
How do you know?
And moved the line based on the percentage of tickets. So more bets are being placed on the Rams, but the line has actually gone in favor of the Bears. So
the quantity implies that it's Joe betting.
Public is betting.
Not Joe Ostrowski.
Right, exactly. He's betting the public team, which would be the Rams, and the home dog is getting the sharper money so far to move it from 4 to 3. Now, we'll see. That could easily change on Sunday when the vast majority of people bet, but so far, it's moved in the direction of the Bears. And then also, man, it still is the 1 seed in the NFC against the 3 seed in the NFC. The Bears, I think I heard you guys earlier say, if the Bears lose this game, they need to win out. That's not true. The magic number's 3 with the Vikings. So if the Vikings lose this week in Seattle or to Miami or Detroit, and the Bears beat San Francisco and Green Bay, week 17 still doesn't matter.
Right.
So they can lose this game, and as long as Minnesota loses one more between now and then, the Bears are still good to get the 3 seed. And it feels like it's a bigger game for the Bears than it does the Rams after the Saints lost. So the Rams have all this time still to clinch their bye and home field, whereas the Bears get their quarterback. They're at home. They're the home dog, but it's only 3 points. I'm not, and I say all of that to say I still think the Rams deserve to be favored, and I'll probably pick the Rams, but I really think it's a 60-40 Please. Game. I really do. I think it's a 60-40 game.
Okay. I didn't see that twist at the end.
No, I'm just saying, like, I lean in the direction of offense in this NFL. So, and I've said that all year. So I think that's consistent. But when I see people, like Bears fans, kind of panicking on social media because of the Giants game, it was like...
No, it's not because of the Giants game.
Okay, well, that's what a lot of the feedback that we got yesterday was.
I know these things are independent actions that are very rarely in some way or another outside of injury connected to each other. No, my feeling just has to do with generalized dread.
And the Trubisky rust factor, right? Second, major difference, I believe, when Matt Miller was with you, got a salute in my F-150 today.
It's a respected four-star
there
general.
There is, differing with Ian Rappaport, the mild-mannered but great ISDN line, Ian Rappaport today.
Clear.
He says really nothing out. He's suggesting dilly bars for the Bears in New York, basically. No harm, no foul. There was something evidenced in that game, and that is a team that decides it wants to run the ball on the Bears can do that. Only two teams have tried to do it this year, and they both were successful. So I think that is something you can take out of that game. The stuff about the offense, I totally agree with you on. Chase Daniel being there changes everything.
Yeah.
So discard some of that if you want to. But the fact that the Bears defense can be run on and the Rams have a very good running game, that's reason to be concerned.
Yeah, I would like to see this be, maybe we can remember this as the Allen Robinson game, because I think he's being underused. I know his numbers are okay, but when you watch the catches that he makes and you the way we felt when he was signed, this guy's a legit number one. This guy has got a catch radius that allows him to be considered open when others would be considered covered. Let's test that.
Well, they targeted him 9 times last weekend, and I think he got 5 of them, one of them pretty remarkable. That's a spread around,
two of them pretty remarkable.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
I
agree. You're right.
And I would argue that fourth down catch, from the way he gets his release to what he does to set up the tiniest bit of enough space, it was a good throw, but that was a professional catch.
Well, and if you send him towards Marcus Peters' side, because Peters has chased a little bit more this year, but he's traditionally a left corner, defensive left corner, he's a gambler and he is smaller than Allen Robinson. Like, Aqib Talib is the guy who's a really good matchup for Allen Robinson, so I'd imagine Matt Nagy is going to send Robinson away from Talib as much as he can, and he's got the clear advantage there.
They're also a spread it all over the place offense. I mean, there's going to be games when he disappears and Taylor Gabriel flourishes, Anthony Miller, Trey Burton from time to time been invisible, so you can't get it to all of them.
No, but I would like Trey Burton to reappear against the Rams. We were talking with DeMarco Farr a little bit about this, and the Rams give up yards to tight ends. I mean, they've given up some fantasy. It's where I noticed that they've given up a lot of fantasy points to tight ends, so I checked the yardage and checked the production, and it's actually pretty good, not so much in terms of touchdowns, but that has a lot to do with, offense spread around too. A lot of yards to tight ends.
Okay, that's good. That'll fit in with the song that we're unveiling this week as Mitch returns to the Bears lineup.
Wait, there's a Trey this Burton, week or today?
Today, yeah. Okay. It'll be out there today, top of the charts by the time the ball goes in the air Sunday night.
I haven't heard it yet.
I'm
very excited.
I didn't
do anything.
Okay.
Yeah, no. This is a Max special. I was not asked to perform.
I thought it was very possible that you both hadn't heard it and sang on it.
Oh. Do you hear, Jimmy?
I thought it was very possible that happened.
I have no idea. I just go where they
tell
me. We
can do some duet stuff if you're interested in that sort
of
thing. No, I'm always happy to have
it.
Yeah, share it. Spread it around.
Something we didn't get to today, and I don't know if you noted this. The Fighting Illini's men's basketball team.
We did not.
Played at the United Center last night. They rent out the United Center. They put on this show to keep their connections with Chicago. 5,200 people showed up to watch them.
It's more than I would have guessed.
And
that's about the same crowd they had for the football game at Soldier Field.
I think last year was 5,800. 2015 was like 5,100. This is a money loser. I mean, there's no way for what it costs for them to put this show on to have.
And it was Ohio State, right?
It was Ohio. It's a ranked team.
Yeah, a ranked team in
conference
with obviously a big alumni base here.
And I talked to somebody today who told me at least one trustee found it disturbing.
Well, what do you
could
do?
See why.
Yeah. Stop scheduling dates in Chicago because it's too embarrassing?
You almost can't.
You're losing money.
I can't remember a time when both of their major programs were insignificant as they are right now in tandem.
I was watching Loyola Ball State last night.
Right, I was too.
Good game.
Yeah, I should have made a bet with Molly. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, they got that one guy.
Yeah.
Number two.
They got a guy.
They got a guy. Number two.
Give me a breakdown of the Ball State starters, just like you did the Rams on defense.
Yeah,
today.
Ball State starters.
You can't play basketball with the roster in front of you.
Yeah, if I'm reading down the roster. Yeah. Well, when Rick asked, in fairness, I had already pulled up the Our Lads thing. So it was
I knew you weren't doing that off the top of your head. Yeah.
No, nor did I mean to present like I actually knew many of them, all of them, not for sure.
If you're wanting to start early today, they're giving away vodka down the street at the 7-Eleven. There's a vodka promotion. Yeah, I was asked if I wanted a vodka in my reduced sugar Slurpee today. There's a couple guys very happy. Alex Brown is going to be down. It's right down the street. He's going to be doing an appearance
sign
there.
Did you? Yeah, I was like,
and you said yes or no?
Okay.
No,
or?
I said no.
Okay.
I also went Bernstein on a guy who was standing to the side of the cashier who was video recording customers as they stood at the register. I'm sure it was part of the promotion.
Yeah, but unless you've signed something.
I said, what are you doing? I just, because I was inspired by a story I heard about you several years ago. I'm like, what are you doing? And he doesn't stop what he's doing. And it was obvious I was in his shot. Yeah. I said, hey, I waved to him. Turn that thing off. Stop that. Delete that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you didn't ask anybody if you could start recording. There's no reason to record customers when they're buying a Slurpee. Turn that, and he gave me a dirty look, and he mumbled something, and I left the store.
Yeah, if they're using your likeness or your image, usually when you walk in, what they'll do is they'll say there'll be a sign,
right,
and the sign will say, if you walk past this point, be aware that you are being filmed and could be your image and it could be used in promotional materials.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different than if you're on a public street.
If you're in a business, somebody at that business is recording you.
Turn it off!
Right.
Turn it off.
Good for you.
It's a good looking Slurpee, though.
Just for something
though.
To do.
Just entertain yourself.
That's exactly what I wanted
to do, is fire up your Slurpee a little bit.
WWDBD. What would Dan Bernstein do?
Well, it depends on the mood I'm in. Because I was confronted by, this was one of these am I a bad guy kind of things, where I went over to the leg press machine, and there's two plates on either side that are already there. Happens to be, when I do one of my exercises, that's perfect. You get two plates on either side. I don't have to put any on, don't have to take any off. So I do my three sets and I wipe it down and I'm done. And a guy walks up to me and he goes, you know, you really should take those plates off if you're done. And I said, well, I didn't put them on. And he said, well, you should take them off. I said, well, my policy personally is if I put them on, I'll take them off. But I leave it as it was.
Mm-hmm.
My policy personally.
When it was there.
He has a policy
it's in the terms and services agreement.
He's a fitness gym shirt I wear every day, my terms and policies.
My belief is you return the machine or whatever it is to the status
as
where it was as you found it.
And wipe it off.
Wipe it down. And
we always wipe it.
And this guy was still mad at me. I didn't know, because they were already there. I didn't put those plates on there.
Yeah,
is it my responsibility to take them off?
No. No, I think most people assume they're going to adjust each and every piece of equipment they sit down in front of or stand up in front of.
I mean, it probably would have been nice for me to do it.
Well, correct, because you're basically saying the guy before me didn't do it, so two wrongs don't make a right.
Then he's got to go put them back on. He's got to put at least one of them on.
Or it could be the guy that weighs 80 pounds that doesn't want any of them on.
Yeah, he doesn't want anything to do with it.
Right.
I don't know.
I can get bent.
I mean, I know you're supposed to re-rack if you put the things on, you take them off. But if it was just there like that, it's just sort of no harm, no foul is what I thought.
Yeah.
I think you re-rack.
Yeah.
I think
really?
You re-rack. Yeah, I think you re-rack.
I don't care.
I would have told him to go pound sand.
Oh, no, guy's a...
That guy's sucking egg.
I'm going to use that one.
You should.
That's going to be my cliche of the month. Thank you for the inspiration. Pound sand.
Oh, yeah.
What does it mean, even?
Well, I think to do something futile and painful.
Pound
correct.
Sand?
Yeah, because what is it going to
do? But how does that start, though? Who has that idea? Go pound sand. And
I know, I didn't come up
with that expression.
Look it up.
Someone had to.
So, yes, someone
there had to.
There
had to be someone.
I don't know, maybe it was Ezra Pound and George Sand. I don't know. I don't know. We'll look it up. The origin of the expression go pound sand is from a longer expression, not to know to pound sand down a rat hole. Not to have enough sense to pound sand down a rat hole. Filling rat holes with sand is menial work. And telling someone to pound sand down a hole is like telling someone to go fly a kite. But I guess it was a way of stemming the rat population.
Go pound sand down a hole, Mac.
Down a, down a rat hole.
Right, let's take the extended play version of that.
I liked your guys' conversation, by the way, about sports blunders. I thought you...
Bloopers. Different conversation. Yeah. People are saying, well, the worst blunder is
Buckner or something like that.
Right, or Chris Webber calling the timeout. It's not the worst mistake.
Blooper.
Yeah, the absolute sports moment you see that automatically makes you laugh.
I think you guys shortchanged Campy's suggestion of Jose Canseco.
I was just thinking of Canseco, and I didn't hear
we
the
appreciate
bit.
It.
He's known for hitting home runs. He allows a home run off of his head.
Conked on the coconut.
Exactly, and he hits the home runs because of steroids, and steroids make your head big. And so the ball hits his big head and it goes over. Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but there's just something to me on a like a reptile brain level where I laugh out loud at the butt fumble every single time I replay it.
The way he falls.
Yep. It's the speed.
He fell funny. Yeah.
The speed at which he goes from vertical to horizontal.
Yeah, I'm not saying the butt fumble isn't funny. I'm saying in a sports blunder draft, I'm taking the Canseco off the dome homer before the butt fumble. Personally.
Okay. We did.
I probably will too, but
reasonable
my wheels are turning for other ones.
Yeah, Connor had not seen the Garo-Yepremian Super Bowl pass.
Not
in a long time. Having watched it, I remember watching it on, like, you know, Steve
Sable. Got the Redskin who returned it for their
Mike
only
Bass.
Touchdown. Very nice. Lowest scoring Super Bowl in the game's history, 14-7.
Now, did that go as an interception or a fumble?
No, it went as a fumble recovery, yes.
Because he didn't pass it. It left.
No forward progress before the ball slipped out.
And then I made Connor watch Chester Markle run into the Alan
that
Page blocked
seen.
Field goal attempt.
That I had not seen.
I don't know about this one.
Neither did I.
Oh, maybe I do.
Packers kicker at Lambeau. Was that Lambeau or Milwaukee? It was definitely at Packers. And the Packers were setting up to kick the game-winning field goals end of the game. And little Chester Markle with his Buddy Holly glasses. And he lined up and he kicked it, and it was blocked by Alan Page right back into the hands of Chester Markle, who ran it in for the game-winning touchdown.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
And then Chester Markle went and had a fifth of vodka before he left the Lambeau Field.
But wasn't he like arrested for drug trafficking?
He was a Mike
Vanderjack
type.
Cruelty to animals or something. I
mean, yeah.
Some horrible things happened for him.
1980.
Lining up to kick.
Yep. I remember I was standing right in front of my aunt and uncle's Zenith television, and I was... I was dismayed but entertained.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yep.
Touchdown, Packers.
That's County Stadium.
Okay.
Isn't it, Cons?
I think it's County Stadium.
That wall. Yeah, I thought it was County Stadium.
Who
was
the Lions?
They used the sideline on both teams on the same sideline, right?
The credit here says Lambeau Field, but that doesn't look
right. Hey, it's written on the internet.
Okay. It's yeah, I mean, how
the wall looked blue.
They never lie to you on the internet, so that's probably true.
Who was the Lions quarterback that unintentionally took the safety?
Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, I thought so. Great analyst, but just sprints right out the back of the end zone.
I had just watched that the other day for whatever reason, and what you kind of forget is how long he's running out of bounds before he knows he's out of bounds.
Idea.
I mean, he's setting up to throw down the seam as he's two, three steps.
It was like that Bulls-Knicks overtime from a few weeks ago where
Jabari?
There were five plays where they caught the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, it's one thing if your foot's on the edge. It's another thing if you're by, like, the hot pretzel vendor by the point you realize. And on his Twitter bio, I believe he says, like, a proponent of the 15-yard end zone.
That's great.
God, that Bulls overtime still was amazing.
Yeah.
They just kept passing it to guys who were standing out of bounds.
Well, now the Bulls are going to make you guard him for 24 seconds.
All 24 seconds.
Well, that's a Pop thing. He keeps saying that.
Okay.
He keeps being like, yeah, I learned this from Pop.
I didn't hear you guys talk about yesterday's Norman Dale-type practice for 2.5 hours. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I applauded it. If you think they're out of shape, get them in shape.
It's okay for now.
Right. But, well, that's where we were yesterday. Yeah. We were in the now.
Cool it, tough guy. These are
yup.
These are
see
NBA
how long
players.
It works.
It's just he's going to do both. He's going to run these practices for however long, I don't know, and run an offense that does things that very few offenses are doing. I mean, it's like a practice out of 1960-something and an offense from 1990-something.
He said, in fairness, that they've got to get the basics down before they can get back to
trendy. Basic before trendy.
Exactly, is how he put it. So I'm not going to panic over that and think that he wants to play 1984 version of the NBA.
I hope that's the case.
When he learned from Rudy Tomjanovich. Yeah, the guy name dropping all over the place and making him sprint. It's like a guy reading off his references to get a job coaching a high school team. It's embarrassing.
I still think that, but the point of saying, like, my whole life has led to this point. Really?
Well, I mean, it's a dream job. Coach an NBA team.
In 18 months, he'll be saying that about something else or sooner.
What was it? Was it Tim Beckman who said the day he got the Illinois job was the best day of his life? I'm like, you have a lot. You have kids that were born.
Sure.
You have, you know.
I mean, a lot of things I've done in my life have led me to this point. You know what I mean? By design. So
yeah, I
I'm
guess.
Here with you.
But you're, look where you are.
Yeah, no, I know.
You're here with me.
I should have dreamed bigger. I don't know. I made it, Mom. A lot of football today, but also plenty of baseball. Theo Epstein is meeting the Chicago baseball media before he departs for the winter meetings. We're going to have that as soon as he is done speaking, hopefully around 3 o'clock. Bruce Levine will then join us later in the show. We love our 4 o'clock hour on Thursdays. Dave Wonstead in studio for two segments at 4. Paul Charchian at 4:40. Some great birthdays, and yes, Max Song debuts and right around 2 song. O'clock.
What reading material are you leaving for Dave today for your little psychological test?
We're going to see if he notices the food we put. I mean, didn't bring in reading. I can figure that out. We probably
have
enough.
The Quenville stash has been out here for a couple of days.
Yeah, he
has
may
he
mess
that
with
yet?
That. There were, he was the some of the Greek food we ordered last Thursday is still in the refrigerator. I may just set it in front of him and see if he notices. It's a week
probably
old.
Probably throw that
because he did. He picked at it for 20 minutes last Thursday.
Just grazing?
Yes. It was, there were. I think it was only like okra, and he didn't have any utensils. He was just picking that okra and licking off my fingers.
Good okra.
Sam was out of town, so he was batching it, so he was hungry. So he ate with his fingers potatoes and okra.
Sounds great.
And he comes in at 3:30 and just comments off mic about the show.
Yeah, I've been
it's like a studio audience.
Been batching it for 5 days now. She comes back.
It's a good feeling.
Tomorrow late. Yeah, it's been.
It's a good feeling.
I've not made the bed. I haven't,
the bed. What a waste of time.
Sucks. You're only getting back in there. You're only getting back in there.
I haven't made a bed in years.
Oh, wait till you have like the decorative pillows and everything.
What do you mean, wait?
Why are there already new pillows?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not,
the only thing you do with those pillows are knock them off the bed, sleep, and then you have to get the pillows to put them back on the bed?
I hate them, too.
What the hell are they there for? Secondary use that we discovered because...
Between the knees when you're on your side?
No, because it's where our vents are in the floor in the master bedroom and where our curtains are and how the curtains close, if you don't push the curtain sort of back against the wall when they're closed, the air will go into the curtain and not make it out into the room. And the actual air coming out of the vent will be trapped by the drapes.
So the pillow has an engineering function.
So we've adapted
it
to
like
where
your bacon hat.
When we close the drapes, the decorative pillows come off the bed and lean against the drapes to keep them pressed against the wall to allow the air to get into
Makes
the
sense.
Room.
Yeah.
See?
Glad you found a use for them.
Yep. So they actually
They have no other use.
My dog likes them. We throw them on the ground, and then he lays on the pillow.
Well, the problem is on the couch, because the problem is now my son has created a corner of the modular couch where it's just like his corner.
It's a flop corner.
Yes, a flop corner.
It's
where
a flop corner.
He can put the charger there for his phone, and he sits. Yes, and there's socks everywhere.
I bet there are.
And he will sit and just in that spot and throw all the pillows on the floor. And that's a nightmare because I'm constantly, I spend 4 times a day, I have to go over and pick up all the pillows on the floor and put them there. And then he just comes over and just throws them all down again. It's madness.
Yeah, so do something about it. Take charge, Jim Boylan.
What can I do with that? What can I do? Make him run wind
sprints. Take away his phone. Yes.
Take away his phone.
I don't know. Yeah.
There's nothing I can. But what am I supposed to tell him to do? Because I don't want him lying on the. She'll yell at him if he's lying on those pillows. Like, those are the nice pillows. Don't sit and put
it's
your.
Not for your flop corner.
Yeah, your smelly ass on our nice pillows. So
you're trapped. Right? The rest of your life's going to be spent picking
up
pillows.
Exactly. Come over and practice and lie down. Get off the couch and go shower.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the worst.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Does he smell bad?
They all do.
Yeah.
They're bantams.
No, the hockey stench is the worst.
No, he's
stench.
Talking about his kids.
Yeah, yes. Both kids, of course. Yeah.
They all have a malodorous stench.
Yeah. They just opened the new rink with the new locker rooms. I gave it 2 weeks before permanent hockey smell is in there. I mean, like, yeah. A brand spanking new,
undeniable,
just opened.
Smell. You know where you're at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can walk in and just and if there's men's leagues there and they're sneaking in the cases of beer after the games, and then you get like that frat house basement aspect to it combined with hockey smell. Well, you're
heaven. I want to skate around with Lord Homewood's cup over my head right now.
Lord Homewood's,
yes,
cup.
We copped it in the spring of 2000.
Is it an actual,
yeah, the
thing?
Mighty Mighty Teal team. No, we called it that, Lord. We got a T-shirt. We didn't sell it.
Okay.
The league director came out with a box of sweatshirts, and I grabbed it out of his hands and skated it a lap around the rink, and everybody took a turn with the sweatshirt box.
Naked like Ned Braden.
That's exactly what it was like, except for the naked part.
All right, boys, we'll be listening.
See ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!